I could hear those motorcycles coming my direction. They had to be going fast. Echoing down through that canyon on that steep dirt road, there's no guardrails up there. You slide off that road and you're a goner. They're coming my way, and they were coming fast. Those engines were screaming. Two KTMs roared up and parked right near my bike, next to the outdoor table where I was having breakfast up there in that little mountain village. Two matching KTM 500 Enduros. And the riders, also in matching KTM off-road racing gear. I think they were wearing matching climb helmets also, as I recall, but they definitely had neck braces, and they were wearing KTM jerseys, Enduro pants and boots, the whole gamut. Yeah, these guys were pros. They knew how to ride. And the shock that ran through me when they pulled off their helmets. Wow, you have got to be kidding. You've got to be kidding. I need to tell you about that. Stay tuned.
Recorded in beautiful Loveland, Colorado. Welcome to Peace Love Moto, the podcast for motorcyclists seeking that peaceful, easy feeling as we cruise through this life together. Are you ready? Let's go.
I love sharing with you my Colorado. I've been riding motorcycles out here for about 25 years now, and I just love these twisty mountain roads and the views that you have just about everywhere. Always stopping for a good breakfast or another look over some completely amazing canyon or way up to those snow-capped mountains. It's just, yeah, it's awesome. One such place I like to visit and have visited countless times over the past 25 years is Rustic. Yes, it's Rustic by description, but that's also the name of this tiny community, Rustic, Colorado. Rustic is between Fort Collins and Walden on the really, really pretty North Park Cashlapooter Scenic Byway, which is also Highway 14. It sits at just over 7,000 feet above sea level. So even in the middle of the summer, the air feels cool up here. Really, really nice. You can hear the river roaring from really anywhere in this canyon. Really good fly fishing just about anywhere along the river for miles up and down the river. Rainbow, cutthroat, brown trout. Yeah, there's some great fly fishing here in this deep canyon. This is out there, too. It's quite remote. The only gas station for several miles, and most importantly to me, is the Glen Echo Cafe, where they serve one amazing breakfast. So from here in Loveland, Colorado, it's about 45 miles. An hour and 15 minutes, according to Google Maps. But with the right music in your head and a smile on your face, you can make it on your motorcycle in about an hour's flat. Now, I'm not suggesting going fast, right? Because depending on if it's rained recently or if an overeager tourist has gone off the road pulling their trailer, there can be rocks on the road. So you got to be careful. I've seen big rocks around blind corners. So yeah, you really need to be careful out here. Just remember what your mother says. Have fun, but be careful. So let's get back to the Glen Echo Cafe. Yeah, this little place serves a really good, hearty breakfast, lunch and dinner for that matter, with really nice wait staff. The folks that work at Glen Echo either have quite a long commute from Fort Collins to the east or Walden from the west, or they live in a cabin nearby. Glen Echo has cabins for rent and a few campsites too. Anyway, one summer day, I rode out there for lunch with one of my riding buddies. The very friendly lady, she was maybe 40 years old, who waited on our table. Oh, she was just awesome, just so nice. I could hear her southern accent. And although I've lived in Colorado for many years now, you may be able to tell, I actually grew up in Texas. I asked her where she was from, and she named the town, and I knew of it very, very well. Maybe I was too nosy at this point, but by impulse, I asked her what brought her way out here from Texas. She paused for a moment, then I realized that I'd ask a question that was way too personal. I shouldn't have done that. But she went on to tell me and my friend that just months before, in Texas, she had found herself really with nothing but her dog and a van to live in. I guess bad things had happened. She kind of alluded to that. She'd lost almost everything. So just like me, back in the day, she had a dream of living in Colorado. Now was a good time for her to make that big change, just months ago. So somehow she found Rustic and the Glen Echo Cafe here in Colorado in a want ad. She answered it, she got the job. She said she applied and the good folks there made arrangements for her to live along with her dog in one of those rental cabins. This was a very nice lady, just so genuinely nice. She trusted two strange men, with a little bit of her life story. And you can bet we gave her a really big tip. Others come out to these mountains around Rustic, many on motorcycles. On another visit, a solo ride up the canyon to the same cafe, I parked my bike right next to an older Honda Goldwing, maybe a 2000, 2003, something like that. I walked up to grab a table outside, and sitting there alone in his riding gear was clearly the owner of that Goldwing. I said hello and sat at a table right next to his. And if you're listening to any one of my podcasts, you'll know I striked up a conversation. Let's call him Jerry. But Jerry told me that, sadly, his wife had passed away not too long ago, way too early, as he described it. And after he retired from work shortly after that, he started riding that Goldwing. Riding and riding, as he described. He told me that he pulls a small trailer, which was at a campsite just up the road, just a few miles up. When my food came, he asked me to move over and join him at his table. Because that's what motorcycle riders do, right? We know that. Jerry told me about how he has traveled all over the United States for the past several years, hardly ever returning home, just kind of moving around with the seasons. Instead of going home, he just visits a network of friends and family scattered around the U.S. Oftentimes, he just does that. Just goes to a remote area like he is today, have a nice meal somewhere, try to grab a shower if he can, and then just camp out. That's what he does. He said that this was his first time in our area. Being a part-time tour guide and an extrovert, which by default makes me a social butterfly, I can pretty much tell you, I peppered him with all sorts of questions, but most importantly, recommendations about what he should go and see while he's in our area. I asked him how far up the road he was, camped out there on Highway 14, and he said it was just not too far up. So that's when I said, there's a place I really need to show you. I didn't use the word want, I said need. There's a difference, and you'll find out about that in a minute. So after we finished up our meal, I followed Jerry to his campsite, which, as he said, was just a few miles up the road. Yep, there was his trailer. Nice size, actually, for a motorcycle, but a Goldwing can pull one of those pretty well. Medium-sized tent was set up. He had cooking gear and everything. Pretty much everything that you need for a long motorcycle trip. And then he followed me for the next 10 miles or so up to Cameron Pass, which is at a little over 10,000 vertical feet above sea level. Now, too many people reach Cameron Pass and think to themselves, well, this is really nice. But what so many people don't know is that you've got to continue over the pass for only about a mile and a half, maybe 2 miles, because it's there you'll see what I think is one of the most beautiful views along any road in Colorado. Those snow-capped peaks just off the road to the west are called the Crags by the locals, but the official name is called the No-Hook Crags. That name comes from the Arapaho Indians, from what I'm told, and the name means eagle's nest, which, if you use your imagination, that's exactly what those look like up there. It's just breathtaking. It really is. I know I use that word a lot, but it really, really is. It's this outcropping of craggy spires in what's called an extension of the Never Summer Mountain Range here in northern Colorado. Not too many miles to the south of this spot is the boundary for Rocky Mountain National Park. And that's where I lead tours part-time. I work for Green Jeep Tours out of Estes Park. There's a small turnout there on the side of the road for taking pictures, obviously. It's an amazing little place. And when Jerry and I stopped together there, got off our bikes, and yeah, he was just overwhelmed by looking at that. He asked me to take a picture of him and his bike with those snow-covered mountains right behind him. And I got out my own camera so I could get a picture of Jerry, too. He was okay with that. What a really, really nice man, and what a pleasure to meet someone like that. Both Jerry and the waitress, both of whom I met at the Glen Echo Cafe, had at least two things in common, I'd say. One commonality was loss, and another was hope. I think it's a very courageous person who can live with both of those. Something drew them to the mountains also here in Colorado. Maybe another thing, they were both willing to have a personal conversation with someone they had just met, to share a little bit about themselves to a total stranger. I think that, no, I'm sure that by riding up on a motorcycle, we make ourselves appear a little more open to others for a conversation. I don't really know why, but I've experienced that over and over. I'll bet you have too. Back to my first little story at the very beginning of this episode. Yep, remember that about 12 minutes ago? Two people on motorcycles roaring down the steep canyon road that tees into Highway 14, just feet from the Glen Echo Cafe where I was sitting at a table on the porch. Remember, these two people were fast, really pro riders on these matching KTM 500 Enduros. They pulled off their helmets, and then shock just poured all over me. It was crazy when I saw their faces. These were two men that had to be in their mid-70s, if not older. They may have been pushing 80, both of them. One was bald, and then the other had this long gray hair and a ponytail. Now, how cool is that? My friends, that's how I hope to grow old, honestly. If I'm blessed with good health into retirement years and beyond, I want to grow old just screaming down a dirt canyon road on a fast motorcycle with my equally crazy friends. Now that's joy. That's a love for life. That's a smile that may never fade away. And my friends, that's my hope for you today too. As always, thank you so much for listening. I wish you peace, and I wish you love.